Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Hello, Justin.
Hello, Diana. It's Tech Tuesday.
Tech Tuesday.
That's right. You know, today we're going to talk about something that has scared a lot of people. And that would be Windows 8.
Windows 8.
It's almost like a dirty word now when you say it. You know, a lot of people got really used to Windows as it had been.
Well, how many years had it been?
Since at least 95. So Windows 8 is one of those things that came out, and Microsoft was trying to do something fresh and new and a little bit more competitive with some of their bigger competitors. And, you know, people had a tough time adjusting to it. I know I talked to a lot of consumers in our office that, you know, still say they want, you know, to use Windows 7. Even when they're buying new machines, they're still saying, we want Windows 7.
Right, right. I helped train someone on Windows 8, and I myself had not received any training on Windows 8.
Right.
And so I said, you know, I'm going to be learning this with you.
Yeah.
And it was...
It takes time.
Yes, but it can be intuitive.
Right, and I really think, well, then that's a key word, intuitive. Windows 8 was supposed to be more intuitive because, not that they're trying to be like Apple, but Apple products tend to be intuitive, and they are something that are supposed to make you as a human feel better about working with technology.
Right.
And so Windows 8 was supposed to do that. Well, unfortunately, Windows, Microsoft, has trained us so much to interact with technology, not like humans, apparently, that the intuitiveness of it went a little awry there.
What so, would you say is one of the biggest problems or struggles people have with
Windows
8?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I hear about on Windows 8 is that they took away your little start menu.
Right.
You know, you have that little start menu down in the corner.
Kind of like your go-to for everything.
Right, and you click it, and then the menu pops up, and you can go to everywhere you want to from there. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, they got rid of that in Windows 8. And that's what causes people the most frustration, because you open the computer and get the operating system going, and you can't even figure out how to go anywhere.
So I heard there's a way we can maybe get the start button back.
Well, that's, yeah, you actually brought this up the other day, and I looked into it a little bit, but I think we have some details about Windows 8.1, which is coming out in October, and it's going to be a really good thing for those people that want their start button back. Because Windows really, Microsoft discovered that that might be an issue for some of their fans, some of their loyal supporters, really, that they want their start menu back.
The official release date is October 17th. That'll be really cool. It's available for existing Windows 8 users for free on that Windows update.
Yeah, that's great. So there's a Windows 8.1 preview that you can get as well before that 8.1 release comes out. And at any rate, it's going to help you. Now, you can, however, learn Windows 8 the way it is. If you're more familiar with tablets and that sort of technology, that's really what it's all about. I hope that you're not scared anymore, and you can use it. You do have options, Windows 8, Windows 7, or Windows 8.1 coming up. But until then,
take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa, and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.